Ryan Seaman, right wing, against Justin Miller. Into Cody Seaman to the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds. Nearly stolen by Danny Hale. High reach ball on the far side of the radio.
Sandusky is doing everything they can to go ahead and plug up the passing lanes. They're really making it difficult for the Harbor Beach guards, especially the two young ones on the top, anyone else that fills in for the third position.
James Shelley tries to feed him to Jason Gaffke, and we have a whistle away from the ball. And this is going to be off of foot, Harbor Beach ball on the baseline this time. Cody Seaman will be inbounding it. Out there for the Pirates, the starting five, James Shelkey, Brady Kirsch, Jason Gaffke, Ryan Seaman, and Cody Seaman. Cody Seaman, the only one with foul trouble, with two. James Shelkey, the right elbow, pulls up for the jump shot. No good. Rebound, Justin Miller for Sandusky.
One shot and done. Pirates got to get rebounds on the offensive end.
Josh DeCam goes down the baseline, and we have a hand check being called against James Shelkey. That will be his first foul of the night and the first team foul of the second half for the Pirates. Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop. Inbounding is Justin Miller. Brandon Potter gets it into the corner. Danny Hale, top of the key, over to Joe Stone at the left wing. Danny Hale being guarded by James Shelkey, over to Brandon Potter against Cody Seaman. Josh DeCam with a high post to the left wing. Good ball movement from Sandusky in their flex offense. Into the corner, back down to Brandon Potter. Turn around, and it gets it to fall. Good post work from Brandon Potter, who's coming alive in this quarter. He has four in this quarter for seven on the night. 34-21, a 13-point lead. And Harbor Beach nearly turns it over. Jason Gaffke gets into the low post. Double team goes up for the shot, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line for two shots. Jason Gaffke is one for two from the free throw line of the night. And it's actually the only free throws Harbor Beach has shot at. Foul goes against Josh DeCam. First team foul against Sandusky in the second half. Jason Gaffke leads Harbor Beach with 11 points.
First one is no good. Right now the Pirates are shooting 33% from the foul line. That's not going to cut it for tonight.
Jason Gaffey's second free throw goes up, and this one's good. Same as the first time up there. Misses the first, makes the second. 34-22, 12-point lead for Sandusky. 6:10 left in the third quarter. Top of the key, Joe Stone being guarded by Cody Seaman very tightly. Brandon Potter, left wing. Good ball movement and offensive movement for Sandusky in general. Danny Hale dribbles down to the baseline, and he is fouled before the shot, but they're going to give him two shots. Okay.
NBA continuation rule.
Danny Hale goes to the free throw line for two shots. Second team foul against Harbor Beach of the half, and it will go against number 10, James Shelkey. That's his second. Danny Hale is two for two from the free throw line so far in this night. Third one is up, and this one's good.
He's a completely different shooter, comparing him from the road to home. He must love it here.
35-22, Sandusky by 13. Danny Hale trying to make it 14, and he does. Two for two on that trip, four for four from the free throw line for him tonight. 36-22. 5:54 left in the third. Jason Gaffke in transition goes up, and he's fouled. He counted it. And one coming for Jason Gaffke. Foul will go against Josh DeCam. That's his second. And Sandusky's second of the half. Jason Gaffke now with 14 points, trying to make it 15 with a made free throw. New man in for Harbor Beach, number 30. Seeing his first time tonight, Brandon Puff replaces James Shelkey. He has two fouls. Take a quick breather.
That was a nice airmail pass to go ahead and set up Mr. Gaffke. Gaffke is on the line right now to shoot his extra.
And he makes it.
Made it.
36-25. Sandusky leading back to 11. Goes in for the shot. No good. Rebound, Harbor Beach. As I got caught distracted there a little bit.
Danny Hale was a little out of control on that one.
Ryan Seaman on the right wing to Cody Seaman in the corner. Back to Ryan Seaman. The sophomore moved up. And he gets it stolen away by Joe Stone. Stone goes up for the layup, and it's good. Stone's first points of the night. 38-25, 13-point lead for Sandusky. Harbor Beach with 14 turnovers. Ryan Seaman dribbles through three players over to Jason Gaffke. Right block, can't hang on to it. Finally brings it in. On the fadeaway, goes up for the shot. He is fouled and one. Jason Gaffke is fired up. He's practically the entire team right now for Harbor Beach. It is the third team foul against Sandusky and the second against Joe Stone, sending Jason Gaffke back to the free throw line. He has 17 points, trying to make it 18, the old-fashioned way, and he does.
Well, he's getting hot from the line. That's a good thing to do. He can go ahead and hit from anywhere now.
38-28, Jason Gaffey cuts it to a 10-point lead for Sandusky. Danny Hale, left wing, being guarded by Brandon Puff. Top of the key to Brandon Potter. Back to Joe Stone. Josh DeCam at left wing, being guarded by Jason Gaffey into Brandon Puff against Danny Hale. Turnaround layup is good for Danny Hale with textbook post moves. Danny Hale with 16 points, 40-28, 12-point lead for the red and white. Cody Seaman at top of the key to Brady Kirsch, right wing. Into the left corner to Ryan Seaman. Pulls up for three, and this one's off the mark. Rebound, Brandon Puff keeps the possession alive. Brady Kirsch to Ryan Seaman, left wing, dribbling into the lane. Goes up for the shot. He is pushed, and they're going to say this one is on the floor.
This is going to be third on Josh DeCam.
Third against Josh DeCam and fourth against Sandusky, and they're actually saying he was in the act of shooting two shots. Ryan Seaman goes to the free throw line, has not attempted a free throw on the night. Harbor Beach trails by 12 points, 4:22 left in the third, 40-28 to Sandusky.
Ryan Seaman shows no fear. He just took that ball in the lane, and I'm going for it.
At 5'10", a sophomore, in his ninth game as a varsity player, first free throw is up and good.
Plus, he's got nice mechanics as far as the shot is concerned.
Cade Seiler replaces Josh DeCam with three fouls for Sandusky.
Harbor Beach trying to pull within 10, 4:22 to go in the third quarter.
Ryan Seaman trying to go 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And he does. So we have a couple substitutions coming in for the Pirates. James Shelke and Tyler Vollmer replace Ryan Seaman and Brandon Puff. A solid 2 minutes from Brandon Puff. Pulls in an offensive rebound. And sits back down, coughing profusely.
So Harbor Beach is pulling a press out on their own. Looks like a token press or backing up into their back defense.
Hale against Shelke, and Hale blows right by him, stops at the left wing. Brings it back up, top of the key to Brandon Potter against Kirsch. To the right wing to Miller on the give and go down to the low post to against Hale. Turn around. Shelke pulls the seat out of him. Hale gets the offensive rebound, misses again, and then Gaffney blocks it out of nowhere. And Harbor Beach is coming the other way. And Tyler Vollmering gets it to fall for 2 points in transition. Back to a single-digit deficit, 40-32, 3:45 left in the third quarter. Joe Stone against Cody Seaman. Cody Seaman needs to be careful. He has two fouls. Into the corner to Seiler. And it's right into the hands of Cody Seaman. A turnover the first of the second half for Sandusky. Cody Seaman pulls up for the jump shot. This one is off the mark. And rebound to Seiler. Here comes Sandusky leading by 8 points, 40-32. Danny Hale, right wing, dribbling back up top of the key. Picks up his dribble over to Brandon Potter. Right elbow extended. Into the corner, Seiler, who's hit a three already tonight.
And Cody Seaman comes out of nowhere to get that
second time in about a minute. Brady Kirsch loses it, though, and we're coming the other way. Brandon Potter, with no one in front of him, goes up for the shot, and it goes in for 2 points. Potter with 9 points, 42-32. Sandusky back to a 10-point lead, 2:45 left in the third quarter. Sandusky at 7-2 on the season. Harbor Beach 5-3. Into the low post, Tyler Vollmering double teamed, and he is fouled as a hack came across the arms, and this will put Harbor Beach on the baseline inbounding.
That foul goes on Joe Stone. That's his third.
So some foul trouble for Sandusky in the third quarter. Josh DeCam and Joe Stone each with three. Stone will sit down. He's replaced by Ryan Campbell. Out there for Harbor Beach right now, Cody Seaman, Tyler Vollmering, Jason Gaffney, James Shelke, and Ryan Seaman. Into James Shelke, left block, triple team, and has kicking out to Tyler Vollmering at the right wing. He dives in the lane. The floater is up, and this one falls. Tyler Vollmering with 4 points, all coming in this quarter. Back to an 8-point deficit, 42-34, 2:20 left of the third. Danny Hale taking his time across midcourt, left right across your radio in their home white uniforms. Favoring his right side into the corner to Stone, and we have a whistle away from the ball, and this will go against Tyler Vollmering. This will be his first and Harbor Beach's third of the half. Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio. Harbor Beach showing a little bit of momentum in this third quarter, a little bit. Just need to continue going to pull this one within a few possessions. Danny Hale pulls up for the free throw line, jump shot no good, rebound Jason Gaffney. Here come the Pirates. Cody Seaman to James.